I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. In A.A. Milne's classic children's story, Winnie the Pooh, the beloved anthropomorphic bear asks Piglet, "What day is it?" "It's today," squeaked Piglet. "My favorite day," Pooh replied. Pooh's profound message, it seems, is that it's so important for us to appreciate the moment we're in, a moment that won't last forever, despite whatever wishes we might have to hold tight to the most precious events in our lives. And in this encore essay, we hear compelling echoes of that very wise insight from Rabbi Sarah Mack.
My boys were involved in a complicated negotiation about possession of a Lego piece when a hummingbird descended into the garden. It took a brief drink from a flower before disappearing just as quickly. "Boys," I called out, "you missed a hummingbird." My older son responded, "Mama, push rewind so we can see it." What a marvelous world we live in, where in the eyes of a six-year-old, most things can be rewound. In our digital age, there is much we can repeat again and again. But as adults, we know how much cannot be reversed. There is no cosmic remote to savor past experience. Most rewinding takes place only in our minds and hearts. There is nothing to remind a parent that we cannot rewind life more than the first day of kindergarten. Maybe that explained the lump in my throat in Target while buying school supplies. Cue the Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. "We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle game." This is what's supposed to happen. We raise our children to go out into the world. And yet the power of the milestone surprised me. In my years as a rabbi, I have watched many parents cry at joyful events. Bar and bat mitzvah students are often perplexed and a little embarrassed by this show of emotion. Perhaps it takes the perspective of age to fully comprehend those incredible windows where one can look back and see the baby laughing, while at the same time look forward to glimpse the mature young person growing before one's eyes. Tears at milestone celebrations acknowledge the bittersweet reality that we can rewind only in our minds. Tears are a nod to the reality that nothing is forever. I cried the first day of school, in amazement for the young boy before me, in sadness for the grandparents who would never see him grow, in sheer joy that we had all made it this far in one piece, and in acceptance that these beautiful and wild, chaos and love-filled years will too soon pass. As I wiped away my tears that morning, I redoubled my commitment to enjoy these fleeting days. For there are some things in life we simply can't rewind.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder.
Sarah Mack, a Seattle, Washington native, serves as a rabbi at Temple Beth El in Providence. She reports that she delights in the warm community of the Ocean State where she and her husband enjoy raising their two boys. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Child moved 10 times round the season.